Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. DNR officials have identified the missing boater at Viking Lake State Park in Montgomery County. The DNR says dive teams found the body of 63-year-old John Carmichael of Red Oak in the lake near the pontoon boats at around 12:35 p.m. Sunday after searching most of the night. Park visitors reported an empty fishing boat around 7:30 p.m. Saturday, which initiated a search for the boater. Iowa DNR conservation and park officers, the Midwest Regional Dive Team, the Red Oak and Stanton Fire Departments, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office conducted the search. Three people were injured in a single-vehicle accident on I-80 in Cass County this morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 31-year-old Ebony Porter and 27-year-old Marquita Adams, both of Peoria, Illinois, and 26-year-old Paul Lee of Union City, California, were all transported to Cass County Memorial Hospital by Anita Rescue. According to the report, Porter was driving a 2011 Nissan Sentra eastbound on I-80 in the right lane when she went into the left lane to pass another non-contact vehicle. The left rear tire went off the shoulder into the median, and Porter attempted to hit the brakes but hit the gas pedal by mistake. The vehicle went across both lanes into the south ditch where it struck a farm fence and came to rest in a cornfield. The Mills County Sheriff's Department reported four arrests on Saturday. 45-year-old John Anthony Welch of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for failure to appear on driving while revoked. 33-year-old Nicholas James Haley of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault. 37-year-old Marcus Walter Truitt of Eldridge was arrested for public intoxication and public consumption. And 27-year-old Jesse Ray Salmons Rice of Malvern was arrested for driving under suspension and no insurance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reported four arrests. On Sunday, July 17th, 20-year-old Jeffrey Paul Hull of Des Moines was arrested for criminal mischief fifth and person under legal age. 25-year-old Brian Keith Palm of Des Moines was arrested on a Des Moines Police Department warrant on Tuesday, July 19th. Also arrested on Tuesday were 39-year-old Shannon Jean Bruce and 29-year-old Jenny Christine Bruce, both of Hamburg, on three counts of child endangerment. And Brian Dacey Herbst, age 19, of Shenandoah, was arrested for person under legal age. The Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division reminds Iowans that flooding along the Missouri River is continuing, and river levels are projected to remain high for many more weeks. It is important that residents in threatened areas remain prepared in case conditions change. Keeping a bag packed with essential items and establishing a family evacuation plan will help Iowans be ready to evacuate if an order is given. And Ragbri riders are pedaling north to Carroll for day two of the event. Steep hills coupled with hot and humid conditions kept Atlantic emergency crews busy taking care of riders with heat exhaustion this weekend.
It was a hot, humid day, and they had riders succumbing to heat all the way along the route, and even after they entered Atlantic, and some of them even after they were in their tents, they finally succumbed. And
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green:
you know, I have to commend our emergency services here in town. You know, all of them, the ambulances and the fire departments and, you know, medevac and the PD, and everybody just kind of worked together. We had a group from the hospital out at the campgrounds themselves, and then we had some remote stations. But you know, there for a while, we had a lot of ambulances running.
Chief Green was thankful there were no traffic accidents in Atlantic.
You know, you really have to commend the drivers of Atlantic for that, because they were careful. They did everything I asked them to do, and not a single bike car accident occurred.
Overall, the chief says it went well.
And I had literally hundreds of compliments on how beautiful our town was and how friendly our town was. With all these people coming from all 50 states and I think six or seven countries this year, we couldn't help but leave them with a good impression of Atlantic, and that was my entire goal, was to keep everybody safe and have them leave here saying Atlantic was a good place to be.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.